first motion is to move to five, right?
Yep, we're not allowed to do it because it's not on this one, but we can bring it up in staff comment. This is to call the December 5th special meeting of the Civil Service Commission of the City Council of the City of Chula Vista to order. At this time at 5:15, we will call roll. Commissioner Sepulveda?
Here.
Vice Chair Fish?
Here.
Jenny Carbuccia? Here, of course. At this time, we do take public comments. Folks could have submitted them. I'm asking and wondering, is there anyone that would like to submit a public comment at all on any non-agenda public comment items? We hear no one?
No.
At this time for action items, we have approval of our special meeting minutes from November 7th. Are there any conversations or comments that need to be had, or may we have a motion from someone?
I make the motion.
And I'll second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's three of us. Number two is consideration of three new job classifications, all of which would be an ACE, and I'm going to ask that we take them individually and walk through them, and then at that time we can vote on all of them. Do you want to give us an update on these and tell us what you got and why they're there?
Yep.
One sounds really fun and two sounds.
So the first position, community engagement specialist, that is a position newly formed to be housed out of our city manager's office. So we've had different positions that have done kind of different pieces of it over time. We, in the last meeting, we reorged to have a housing and homelessness department, the new department head in that. This is part of the duties of what she did, but in a specialized firm previously in development services. But we really found there is a need for one central liaison that isn't the PIO of the city, like Ann doing that kind of stuff, isn't Diane, the communications person, but really focused on outreach and bringing different groups together and having that connection with the community.
While in the city manager's office, who do they report to?
They
it
are,
says assigned supervisor, but it doesn't say who.
It's going to be reporting to Ann Steinberger.
Okay.
So that is our communications manager. So it'll be under that branch, but still housed in the city manager's office.
Is it a budgeted role, or is someone in it and we're just making the role for it?
No, it will be a new position. There's no one in it right now.
And so
it, it'll be an open recruitment.
And so is it a budgeted then position?
Yeah, it'll be a budgeted FTE. Okay. Yes.
Is it already a budgeted? Like, there's money in the budget, or they don't put it until you approve it?
So they can't put it in until we approve it. So it's actually on the council meeting for tomorrow, assuming it's approved tonight. It would go to council tomorrow.
We're just going to mess with you.
You have the opportunity anytime you want. So, unfortunately, because of time constraints, because then there's a gap. So, there's unrealized funds. So, there's additional funds that come in through the year. So, it'll be an adjustment to the general fund.
What's the
budget.
Salary range of it? I don't know. On the video?
No. It is comparable to a housing coordinator. So we had some positions that were, so I can't think of the position now offhand, but is similar to a position that we had doing, this is actually a specialist position. In the end, we believe it'll be a higher level coordinator, but we're going to try and kind of build someone probably into what this job becomes. So kind of what we see him wanting to do now, it's the specialist role, and I think at some point I will be back creating a coordinator role. So that's where it's at right now. So the higher level position will be tied to the housing coordinator, and I think we benched it 15% below that.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Any questions on this one?
Nothing here. I'll motion to approve the position.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. That was the fun one. Now tell me about GIS.
So a GIS technician.
So
the city actually has what we've called is GIS specialists. In the council item that's going tomorrow, we are retitling those to GIS analysts because that is now the common terminology. So sometimes we have to go through refreshing titles just to be relevant in the market. So what are we doing?
Generalist.
So this will be an entry level position because that really is the full and journey level position, and a senior journey level is what we have on the books because we previously had that. But creating that technician again in a lower level, so it's not creating an FTE. I don't think we're creating an FTE for this, but rather creating a more entry-level position. So if we want to recruit, we could recruit at the technician or the analyst level.
So right now, you're tomorrow going and changing a position that's titled X to what?
A GIS specialist to a GIS analyst.
And that is what it already exists?
Yes.
And we've already, we don't need to do anything because
not her retitle.
Because you're just retitling.
Yes.
Okay.
So this is a new classification, and this would be the entry-level position to create like a class series.
And excuse my ignorance, GIS?
Yeah.
General same. Information That's Services?
Geographic Information.
Geographic.
System Specialist. They do all of our mapping. So they're housed in IT. They do the mapping of the city. So where the streets are, where the sewers are, all of that, they're in charge of all the mapping. So they use, it's used in conjunction a lot with PD, fire, all the mappings, drawings, and then also development services for what they do in our public works.
And so does this role then eliminate the one that's currently there?
No, it's just creating an entry-level position.
So now there'll be a three,
a career
track of three?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we are, we have a new IT director, so he's kind of taken evaluation of what all these things are and like giving it a fresh set of eyes and saying we really should retitle the ones that are here to the more common name now. So he and our GIS manager have been working on that.
But so that this would make a technician, then an analyst, specialist goes away, we would have a manager, and then it would be IT, the IT director?
Yes.
So the chain of three includes a manager. There's not another.
So right now there's two, what it will be analysts, mm-hmm. the manager, and that reports to the director. So this technician would be, like,
so
it would go into these.
Title
it's not,
is going
it doesn't, it okay. doesn't report to, so it's not like a single mm-hmm. hierarchy up. It's just a more entry level position than the full journey level.
Gotcha.
As I pull up the item to give you some.
And gives opportunity, I guess, for growth within that GIS position?
Yes.
But this would be basically an external because it's entry level.
There's no vacancy at this moment. We anticipate a retirement. For that reason, and when we were looking at what are we recruiting for and what are we recruiting at, they were interested in this level of position.
Is there a motion on this?
Motion to approve.
I second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Now let's talk about VoiceOver IP video conferencing specialist.
This was definitely in order of,
exactly.
of level.
Alphabetical.
Yeah, there you go.
Community engagement specialist top step is biweekly at $3,239.52.
Does biweekly mean every other week?
Yeah, so yeah 26 times a year.
26
yeah.
3,200.
So basically
68. I don't know. Okay.
That's good enough. Okay.
Okay.
What's over
IP? So we are moving our telecommunications. We actually used to have like a telecom specialist. We eliminated that, made more generic IT. You know, he came into the fold of all of our IT positions. But we're now going to a VoIP, if you want to call it that, if you want to be really techie. But we are going to basically internet-based phones, so our phones still have the plug and cold cord. So we are working on upgrading that and also our video conferencing. So with COVID, we do a lot more video conferencing. You see it kind of the stuff that's happening in the council chambers. So this position will be responsible for phones, council chambers, and things like that.
So
this will be
position?
A new this will be
it's
a new position.
New
this will
position?
Be a new position. Yeah.
New title and we're gonna recruit for it?
Yes.
Or the whole so it's
and a new and a new FTE added to the budget when it goes to council.
Would it throw you off if I asked you the salary on this one?
No, I have them all up now. I can do it.
73 is what 32 times 26?
Well, this one makes $116 more biweekly, so $3,000 more than that. Maybe. It's $33,55.62 is the biweekly.
Okay. Anybody have any questions on that one?
I was just wondering, is PBX operator apparently that title's not good anymore?
Yeah.
No. Actually, so we turned out when they cleaned out the room over here, we still had a Pac Bell server in there.
Oh, I love it.
And it's still working for some of the
oh, wow.
So we're modernizing it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We also found there's certain systems we actually can't move over to this. So like fire stations and police, you can't move because of the technology. Because if it goes down, then you're down.
You're down.
Right.
Down, down, down.
Right,
so
right.
It's interesting, like
sense.
The thing, like where everyone was ago and then was like, oh, then you have to start backing out the places
yeah.
you can do it too. So it's been educational for an HR person.
Motion to approve, yes.
And I'll second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Excellent. Other business, you have any comments for us?
I would like you to introduce, I know I introduced Erica yes. last week. She is our new benefits manager for
Yay.
The city of Chula
Welcome.
Vista.
Welcome.
So she's already promoted.
Excellent.
Oh, wow. Yes. That was quite
a
week.
Good job.
You know.
That's kind of fancy.
Well, she's been here for almost a year. So. you know, but yeah, since our last meeting. So that has happened. We have a new analyst in our recruitment staff. So she had come from the County of San Diego. She actually retired from the County of San Diego. She has been helping us throughout the pandemic and even before the pandemic doing some stuff as an hourly, but now we have her as permanent. So we've brought her back into the fold of public service, and we're currently going to do interviews for senior analysts
next week
for a vacancy that we have. So continue to grow and recruit and be very popular.
Excellent. Great.
My chair's comments, I would like us to consider moving to 5 o'clock now that Bill and Star are here. And I'm wondering, you can't answer now, I know.
We can agendize that for a future meeting.
Exactly.
Can we fill our two positions and then have that discussion?
No.
Okay.
Because it would be better if they knew. More people would want to come if you didn't have a 5:15 meeting.
We can do it at 8 a.m.
So that's a little pushy, but...
future agenda item.
Future agenda that we could talk about, yeah. Why we were 5:15. I believe it was because of Star.
No, it predates you. Yeah.
But Star and Bill, wasn't it a Star and Bill issue?
I believe so.
I thought it was.
They were on the commission when I got here, so it's been 5:15 for at least 7 years and 8 months.
Almost positive it was a Star issue based on what I remember. So if we could just discuss why you think it's a good or a bad idea, that'd be super fun. I'm super excited to see that new job description says they're going to work with high school kids to do internships. Mm-hmm. And so that was a very, very cool thing to read. And other than that, how about you? Anything?
Nothing for me.
Nothing for me either.
Okay.
All right.
And on that note then, we will adjourn at 5:27 to our next regular meeting, hopefully, that won't get canceled for January 5th at 5:15, so we won't have to have another special meeting.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you.
Good? Yeah.
Good.